What if kittens played the glockenspiel? And what if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World. What if world? This is What If World.
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and today we're starting off with a question from a listener named Denim.
Hi, my name is Denim, and one thing I really like is reading books, and I like reading encyclopedias for fun. And my one of the questions is that, what if Fred the Dog became a math whiz, and what if JFK became a reading rocket, and they actually became a math wizard in a rocket? I also like making graphic novels and playing with my sister that likes to eat my ear. Bye.
Wow, Denim. All that reading must have given you a super-powered imagination. Or maybe it was your sister eating your ear. Denim is one of those listeners who, like many of you, has been sending in questions for over a year. I want to take this moment to thank Denim and all of you kids for sharing your imagination. Miss Lynn and I spend hours every week reading and listening to your questions, and while we can't use every wonderful idea, we hear you and we are grateful. Now, folks, I'll have you know that Denim is one of many math fans who listen to What If World. We've got another question to share from Shubba Raleigh.
What if everyone in What If World knew their timetables in math?
Times tables? Okay, get ready for some multiplication, kiddos. And thanks, Shubba Raleigh. Now we've got one quick question to add on from Jacob.
Hi, my name is Jacob. I'm 8 years old, and I was wondering what if someone could see math?
Oh, we are cooking. I'm not one of those people who can do complicated arithmetic in my head, so I'd really love that superpower. Okay, we've got 1 × 3 math questions today, so...
It's 3 time already? You got to go pick up the kids from school, Mr. Eric.
Oh, hi, Fred. No, I was doing an exceedingly lame math joke to try to transition into the story.
Math? Who needs it?
Everyone, actually.
Not me. Someone once told me that numbers go all the way past 13-ager, and I was like, nope.
It's 13, Fred? And I told you that on your 15th birthday.
Agree to disagree!
That's not how math works.
'Cause I say so.
Oh, Fred. So let's find out, what if Fred the Dog became a math whiz somehow, and JF Cat became a reading rocket, someone can see math, and everyone in What If World knew their times tables in math?
You can't keep time on that table, Mr. Eric, it's too fast!
Your story starts after a quick break. If you're new to What If World, then welcome. And if you've been listening for a while, you may have heard our 3-part Adopt a Fred story from last summer. It was a wild ride, and near the end, a pair of talking khaki pants named Dancy Pantsy nearly took over the world. Fortunately, 2 former presidents helped him recat-sitter.
Wow, JF Cat, that was 4 kitty words in 1 sentence.
Said Fred the Dog, cat-sitterably impressed.
Okay, we get it.
Yes, indeed. JF Cat and Fred the Dog decided to take Dancy Pantsy under their paw.
Wing! Paw. Sorry, you said the thing I thought you was going to not say.
Jojo Fluffy Cat, if you keep interrupting Mr. Eric, we'll never find a place to live,
said Dancy Pantsy. His beige khaki fabric was covered in black and white fur from Fred the Dog and JF Cat, who cuddled up with him every night. It had been pleasant at first, but
they trade off sleeping on my legs and face all night. Do you have any idea what that's like?
I most definitely do, Dancy.
Then do something about it.
Now, who's the one interrupting Mr. Eric?
Said Fred, coming to my defense for a change.
And letting that for a change remark pass. For a change.
You see, while they'd stayed in a few different places over the last 6 months, nothing had felt quite right.
This bale of hay keeps getting eaten by goats.
This bridge keeps getting trolled by trolls.
Ech, your bridge hardly has any slugs at all. God, this mansion smells like fresh laundry.
Enjoy your artisanal monogrammed extra fancy bespoke stick, Sir Fred.
What? I can't eat a stick that bespeaks.
No, I don't mind, really.
That last place was a free mansion with a magic butler.
And it didn't stink at all.
Fred, Dancy Pantsy, and JF Cat were starting to wonder if they'd ever find a place to live. So they did what lots of people do when faced with a big, confusing problem. They went to the library!
Okay, listen up,
said Parsha Parchment. Unlike most characters in What If World, she'd grown up. Since her introduction in episode 62, Benjamin asks what if paper airplanes stayed in the air forever. That's probably why her voice sounded a bit different now.
You've been living at the library for a week, and one of you keeps chewing on our hardcovers!
The librarian had grown into an adult-sized ball of paper and folded herself into a big, frowning face as she spoke.
Yeah, but your suggestion box is full of requests for more sticks in the library.
We live next to a forest.
But it's cold out there.
We thought that maybe we could live at the library for... ever.
Sorry, no. While libraries serve as shelters for all during the day, and we librarians serve our communities in many ways, we still need to close at night and not have our books eaten.
What?
Fred, not eating books is pretty much the first rule of library etiquette.
Let's go.
The trio made their way to the exit, but Parsha rolled in front of them before they could leave.
But have you three ever thought of reading any of our books?
To what end?
To deepen your knowledge of the world, entertain and enrich yourself, discover information and ideas you never knew existed.
But how do I get that stuff out of the books without eating them?
You just rent them from the library.
And then what?
You open the book.
And then what?
You start reading it.
And then what?
You turn the page.
And then what?
You read the next page.
And then what?
You keep reading like that.
And then what?
You finish the book.
And then what?
You think about what you read.
And then what?
You put those ideas into practice.
And then what?
You figure out which idea serves you best.
And then what?
Come up with ideas of your own.
And then what?
Try out those ideas in the real world.
And then what?
Read some more books.
And then what?
Do all those other things again.
And then what?
And again.
And then what?
And again and again, your whole life always growing and rediscovering yourself in our eternal search for shared truth and beauty.
And then what?
I don't know.
I feel that way all the time.
But as Parsha Parchment rolled away in bewilderment, the three would-be roommates explored the library in earnest, hoping they'd learn enough to find somewhere to live.
Oh, wow. Turning pages with my rough paw is almost as satisfying as knocking a glass off a table. Perchance even meow-so when the words are so good.
And I've discovered the Quibi app, which has virtually unlimited free audiobooks and supports your local library, much like the Libby app in What Is World.
That must be great for you, since you don't have eyes, but your pants pockets work like ears.
As long as I keep my keys out of them.
And I found a spell book that makes me a wizard without any work at all.
The 6-second math magician?
How does that pertain to...
But Fred the dog was already chanting a spell from the book.
Quick fix and dirty tricks make me good at counting sticks.
That incantation was absurdly specific.
Fred the dog was suddenly wearing an adorable wizard robe of pure black fabric with white glowing numbers, letters, and mathematical symbols shifting around its surface like geometrical fireflies.
Sounds like you've been reading library books too, Mr. Eric.
It's all so simple now,
said Fred wonderingly, as many of these symbols floated off of his robe and rearranged themselves before his eyes.
According to a 2024 federal census, there were 771,480 unhoused people in this country and 15.215 million vacant homes. That's approximately 19.7 empty dwellings for every person without one. If our government bought and built public housing, everyone could have a home.
So 20 times 750,000-ish equals, we get a home?
Pretty much. Here, let me use my mathematical powers on you.
Will there be any unforeseen consequences?
If I knew that, they wouldn't be very unforeseen now, would they?
Good point.
And as Fred prepared to unleash his arithmagical powers, Parsha rolled back toward their library table, saying,
Just one thing. In our world of magic and frequent imaginary disasters, we ask that you always use your library knowledge responsibly.
What'd you say? I didn't hear. Now my magic's everywhere.
That's a slant rhyme at best, quipped J.F. Cat, turning the page of his poetry book as...
Aw, oh, Fred.
Cascading waves of magic crashed over everyone in the library before spilling over into the forest beyond and the rest of What If World.
My goodness, I know my multiplication tables.
Me too. I even get why we call them times tables with an S when it's usually just one table.
But no one knows that. It's an inscrutable dialectic phenomenon.
Also, I can turn into a rocket.
And I know division. It's like multiplication backwards, and harder.
Buy things cooler, said J.F. Cat,
turning into a rocket ship, causing tables and bookshelves to tip and crash as he grew.
Oh no, the journey of learning is meant to be difficult. There is no greater threat to humanity than knowledge without wisdom.
But we aren't human. You're a ball of paper, he's a pair of pants.
Oh, I'm a rocket ship who loves to read.
J.F. Rockat was flipping through an atlas with a little fluffy paw at the end of a long robotic arm.
All these places have their own libraries, so if I crash into them, we can read all their books.
With at least 1,000 books per librarian, about 2 million libraries in the world.
That's at least 2 billion books.
But a lot of those books will be the same, or just translations in different editions. What am I saying? You can't crash your rocket ship into libraries.
But crashing's faster than landing.
It's math.
J.F. Rockat. Lowered his cargo door. Fred and Dancy climbed in, and Parsha rolled after them as everyone else fled the library.
Get me out of here!
The one day I get transformed into a snail.
The cargo door closed, and the rocket took off into the sky. Fortunately, it was a reading rocket fueled by words, so it didn't completely obliterate the library and all its inhabitants in a fiery storm.
Stop talking, Mr. Eric! You're fueling the rocket!
Algebra, geometry, calc and trigonometry!
And as they took up into the sky, all the books below them began to rise as well, arranging themselves in mathematical order according to the Dewey Decimal System.
If all the world's a knowledge tree, it adds up to one stick for me.
Row after row of books lined up and condensed themselves as more flew in from all over the world, turning into one enormous
math stick.
I've created a math monster.
It's more efficient to say mathster.
What? But it makes less sense. A mathster could just be someone who enjoys math.
Or a cute little math hamster that we keep as a pet in our rocket ship house, which is also me, so you won't have to worry about me eating the hamster.
Because it's already in your belly.
It's perfect.
It's madness. Yes, it is perfect. Now you've got a place to live. So just land your rocket ship, put down your spellbook, Fred, and come take off that robe.
Okay.
Oh, that was easy.
Yeah, well, it wasn't really a math stick. And even if it was, who'd want to chew that? Unless...
Okay, out of the robes we go.
And as Fred's cursed robe came off, the spell was broken-ish. Like every what-if made real, this one brought change. Fred couldn't see math like he used to, but he still remembered some of what he learned.
And that's why, President Pixicato, you need to support public housing and public transportation and healthcare and universal basic income while you're at it.
I'll get started as soon as you and JF Cat stop snuggling me in my bed.
Then next Thursday it is.
Thursday is not a day.
As for Dancy Pantsy, it didn't take much multiplication to figure out that a lot of people in What If World couldn't see and loved to read.
And that's why I think a little access technology will go a long way toward making your library a better experience for all us blind and low vision folks.
I agree. Have you ever considered working as a librarian?
Are you offering me a job?
Yes. Let's start by fixing the rocket ship hole in our ceiling.
Huh? Oh, right.
Here's the spackle.
Can you fix a giant hole with spackle?
You'll just have to read up on it.
Hooray!
The end. There you have it, folks. Shabarali, Jacob, and Denim, thank you for your questions, and I hope you all enjoyed your story. Folks at home, if you could learn all about one subject by just snapping your fingers, what would it be? And what would you do once you were an expert? How might you use your newfound knowledge and skill to help and amaze your community? Now, how could you start learning about that subject today? Maybe with a little help from your grown-up? Talk it over with them, and who knows, maybe it'll inspire your next What If question. When you're ready and you've got their permission, email hello@whatifworldpodcast.com with your written question, audio recording, fan art, you name it. I'd like to thank Karen O'Keefe, my co-creator, my producer, Miss Lynn, Craig Martinson for our theme song, and all you kids at home who know we can read, imagine, and grow our whole lives with a little help from our local library. And until we meet again, keep wondering.
The International Children's Arts Network is community funded, supported by listeners like you, and by a grant from the Joyce N. Furman Memorial Trust, celebrating a lifetime of giving to children, education, and the arts.